I'm Dave Crooks from the DLC Media News Center. On this weekend's Focus on the Community, our focus is the annual Toys for Tots event sponsored by the Marines. My guests in studio today include Gunnery Sergeant Richard Hernandez and Sarah Skelton, the Clay County Coordinator. Folks, welcome to Focus on the Community.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're recording this on Fridays, so this is for full disclosure. And the reason I want to touch on that point is because on Saturday, for two of the four stations that air this program on the weekend, we've got a significant event for those who want to get involved by helping Toys for Tots with an event in front of the Radio Center at 111 West National Avenue in Brazil on Saturday from 10 to 2. Richard, why don't you start with... what's going to happen on Saturday in downtown Brazil when it comes to the Toys for Tots toy drive?
So tomorrow, Saturday, we'll be having from 10 to 2 a toy drive. We'll be collecting toys, encouraging the families, the community to come out, donate. We'll have two Marines out here or a few Marines out here with the help of Sarah and some of her friends, hopefully, collecting toys, taking monetary donations, any families that want to come by, drop off a toy. We'll have Marines standing out here in front of the radio station.
And I know we've done this for a few consecutive years, and it seems like a lot of people do go grab some toys and bring them to the Marines that day, but just pulling along National Avenue and even pulling out a $20 bill, some even donated a $100 bill, you guys can put that money to good use, right?
Yes, we do. We put that right back in the foundation, and we buy more toys at the end of the year, especially when we're short.
Now, how long have you been doing this, Richard?
This is my second year of doing Toys for Tots.
Sarah, how about you?
My fourth year.
Your fourth year. Okay. So let's give a quick recap. First of all, if I went to the national site for Toys for Tots, Marines have been doing this for 75 years, right?
We have.
That's really cool.
Yes, it's pretty amazing to give back to the community, back to the less fortunate children across the whole world.
Now, you guys have been trying to put these boxes out for several weeks. We're almost near the finish line for this year, right?
Yes, we are.
But how do you choose, I guess, who qualifies for the Toys for Tots, first of all?
So who qualifies? I mean, in general, for donation boxes, any business can volunteer or reach out to the Marine Corps and say, hey, would it be like to be at a drop box location? We coordinate with that, and we drop off a box to their business.
And Sarah, you work out at Great Dane, and they've always had a lot of contribution for this too, right?
They absolutely have. They do a very large fundraiser.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
And so that they fill those boxes pretty quickly out there, I assume, right?
Yeah.
And then what about someone's listening, and they know either of a family in need? How do you target who receives the toys, I guess? How does that work?
I mean, if there's a family in need, all they do is reach out. Reach out to myself, to Sarah. You know, we can directly help them by either registering them online or even have, at the end of the year, we always have toys. So when we're done with the registration, we're done handing out toys, whatever toys we have left over, we like to give them out to anybody that's in need still. So at the end of the day, registration's closed and they didn't receive a toy at that time for distribution, they can still receive toys. It would probably just be towards the end.
And then do you scrutinize who qualifies with any kind of metrics that people should know about? Or how do you judge who should receive some? And maybe, I mean, you want to try to help everybody, I assume.
We try to help everybody. At the end of the day, we don't have a screening process where we say, hey, you're not qualified if you make this certain amount of money or if you don't make that much. Honestly, it's a program that's built around, you know, helping out less fortunate children. And if family signs up 2 children to 10 kids, I mean, we're gonna attempt to give all 10 a toy for the holiday season.
Now, Sarah, you're specifically coordinating Clay County. What do you do specifically for the Brazil area? And then how do we maybe target Vigo and the other counties around us?
As far as the kids go, we get the registration information.
Okay.
And we do have a slight, because there are some age limits with the kids. So if we find a family that has 5 kids within the age limit, we will go through. We'll make sure all those kids get the toys. If they're above the age limit, we'll try to match them with another family, another organization who can donate for those older children.
So you mentioned an age limit. So what are they?
So this year, our age limit is 16.
Okay.
You know, we've done more in the past years, but it's harder to find that group, especially with the toys. I mean, ultimately, it's a Toys for Tots. You know, when we get past the age of 17, you know, I think at 1 year, some campaigns they did 19, 18 years old. I mean, it's by then you're not buying toys.
Yeah, right, right. And then they're wanting like, you know, new tennis shoes, I guess, or whatever, or Game Boys or whatever.
Exactly.
Or do they still have Game Boys? I don't know. I may be dating myself, but.
I believe they do.
they came back.
They did come back. Okay. Is the need, do you see it being greater this year compared to past years, or what's this year look like?
Oh, yes, this year is greater. Last year we gave out about 11,000 toys to 2,500 children.
Holy smokes.
And right now we are at about 3,400 children registered. So
about a third increase, huh?
Yes. So right now we're still in the process of counting toys. We are not even close to what we had last year. But we still have to collect all those boxes that we've passed out through the Wabash Valley starting next week.
So where is HQ, headquarters for the Wabash Valley, at?
Headquarters is, well, for the warehouse we have at the Meadow Shopping Center is where we're going to have our big distribution for Vigo County.
Okay.
As for headquarters, Marine Corps, we're located right off of Fruit Ridge Avenue. That's where we're stationed.
Okay. And then... percentage-wise, cash versus toys, what's it roughly tend to be, I guess? Do you get more toys than cash or vice versa?
It's vice versa. We get more cash than we get the toys, but ultimately it all balances in the end because all that cash goes back to buying the toys.
Okay.
If we're short 5,000 toys, we will spend, you know, close to $20,000, $30,000 on toys. Last year, I believe we spent about over $45,000 on toys, and we collected all the toys. So you can imagine the balance of how many toys we get and how much we have to spend to kind of supply just 2,500 kids.
So you mentioned that you want to try to keep it, under 16 when it comes to who qualifies for Toys for Tots. But when you look at that preteen, teens as a group, they tend to be a little harder to shop for. Do you have any ideas or recommendations for those listening on what kind of things that seem to be the most popular? You want to help us on that, Sarah? Good question.
I mean, that was an excellent question.
We just don't have an excellent answer.
I have
answer.
Two teenagers.
Okay.
A lot of families can donate. I mean, when you're looking at that age, you know, for girls, you know, you have all the lotions, you have all the bath supplies, stuff like that, manicure, nails,
nail polish, makeup,
facial stuff.
Okay.
That, you know, in that age group, you can.
And do you take gift cards, for instance?
We do take gift cards.
Okay. So
gift cards can be given out to, what is it, Bed and Bath and stuff like that, locations in the mall.
Okay.
So, yeah, for older boys, I mean, you know, besides going out and playing, but, you know, we can't accept our clothing, but.
You can't accept clothing?
We can't. We cannot. Okay. We cannot.
Okay.
But electronics, stuff like that, that are older, headphones, stuff like that they would probably use.
Okay. How about for the real toddlers or the real tots? You got any suggestions there on what people could pick up at the local stores in our area? Anything that would be a no-brainer, or would you rather just see them just show up to a Saturday with cash?
No.
The little kids are fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the easy ones. You know, they like anything that makes noise and bounces. Sorry,
sure.
Parents.
Are there any things you don't want people to donate? I mean, are there any things that that would prevent you from like handing off a toy to someone because it's not appropriate?
Just a toy that's not used. Any new toy is fine as long as it's not unwrapped. We've got Nerf guns. Obviously, that age group, they love them. So big donations are like a lot of Nerf guns, water guns. A lot of electronics.
Electronics, sports equipment. You know, I have kids. My girls are definitely involved. They love some sports. So
okay,
anything like that, they're all about.
I would say, too, this year, right now, our age group that we're pretty gapped is our 11 to 13-year-olds right now.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
We're short on those toys just across the Wabash.
Huh, that's interesting. And then when you talk about the Wabash Valley area that your local Marines headquarters, you know, kind of coordinate this for, obviously we know Clay County for Brazil, Vigo for Terre Haute. What other counties do you guys?
We do Park and Vermilion.
Okay, so it's those main four counties.
Those main four counties right there.
And obviously, the boxes are already out. We've got them at the radio station. I'm seeing them all over Brazil, but they're pretty easy to spot because they're big old cardboard boxes with your logos, right?
So, yes.
So now when will you start picking those up in mass?
We will start picking them up next week. We have pretty much a five-day week that we'll start doing. So we're starting Monday the 5th all the way through the 9th. The last day is the 9th. Some business reach out to us and they tell us, hey, can we keep it longer? We do, because our distribution date starts on the 13th. So from the 5th through the 9th, we collect, we count. That gives us time before the 13th to actually pass out.
By the way, I went to my local chiropractor here in Brazil yesterday at Shaw Chiropractic, and they did like a copay special. If you brought in a toy this week, they waived the copay. I thought that was very clever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so you've got some businesses that have gotten kind of creative with this, haven't they?
Yes, absolutely. I love them. Actually, they help us out during the distribution, everything.
Very good.
They're very active with Clay County's.
Now, how do the kids get these toys? I mean, is there a certain time or place they show up to receive, or do you deliver? How does this work?
So each location, each county is going to have their own kind of distribution day.
Okay.
For Vigo County, we have two. We have it on the 13th and 15th, and it starts from 10 in the morning till 6 p.m. And it's whatever available time that family is available, parent, to come and pick up toys. It's not a scheduled. Hey, show up at, 10 o'clock, this person or that person. It's every person that is available to show up between from 10 to 6 on the 13th and 15th. And then for Clay County?
Okay, Clay County is a little different. We have our set time, and our parents are going to either receive, parents or guardians, they receive either a postcard or a letter in the mail with all the information. They're already aware of the distribution date from when they signed up. But it'll give them a time slot. Hey, between these 2 hours, we need you to come. That way we can stagger them out.
Okay. And Terre Haute, the location is where, Richard?
It's going to be a Metal Shopping Center.
And then what about Clay County for you, Sarah? Do you happen to remember where it's going to be? She's got this blank look on her face, so I don't know. I'm putting her on the spot. It's a local church here.
It's a local church here in town.
Okay, that's fair. And then do we know about Park or Vermilion at this point?
Park Vermilion right now, we're currently going to be located at the elementary school in
Rockville. Okay.
Rockville Elementary School.
Okay, and then what about Vermilion? Can you remember that
one? It's going to be the same location. So Vermilion is going to be picking up in Park County.
Oh, they are.
Or Rockville.
Okay. And by the way, for what it's worth, I did the high school basketball play-by-play there last year, and the high school teams play at the elementary school, which is kind of unique. So for those that don't know where the elementary team or school is at, that's where they play the high school games. That'll kind of help them understand, perhaps.
Yeah, Rockville, their elementary, they're actually putting on an event. December 6th, the Indiana Pacers will be in town.
Oh, wow.
So they're doing a Toys for Tot event out there. So if everybody would like to come out and support that too, they're doing a big donation.
And will that be at the elementary school in Rockville?
Yes, it will.
Okay, on the 6th, huh?
On the 6th at 4 p.m.
Cool. Okay. So they'll have some Pacemates, I take it.
And I believe so.
Maybe Boomer showing up or something.
Hopefully.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun for the folks up in Park County. Let's see. As we're winding down here in the next few minutes, I want to make sure we cover all of our bases. Sarah, do you need volunteers for Clay County, for instance, right now for this year?
For this year, we need help, like volunteers to have fundraisers and support bringing toys out. At the moment, I'm good for the distribution day, but if anything changes, by all means, my phone number is on the website to contact me. Send me a text. Let me know, hey, I'm interested in volunteering. And if we need those volunteers, I will definitely give them a call.
And you mentioned the website. The national website has kind of a local portal, I think, for you, or?
Yep.
Okay, very good. So just punch in what, Toys for Tots?
It's simple. Everyone always asks. It's a tongue twister, www, but it's Google, your Terre Haute, Toys for Tots.
Okay.
Takes you directly to the website. It's the whole Wabash Valley, which covers all the counties. It's our local one. Or you can visit the national website, and it just takes you a little bit more, clicking on a few links of your actual county.
Will the local site take like a credit card donation?
Yes, it does. So the local site, you could click on there, either request a toy or make a donation, and it takes you directly to that webpage where you can make a monetary donation.
Very nice. So there's a lot of people that are listening right now. They can look up the Toys for Tots Terre Haute and pull that credit card out, make a donation. You probably see all kinds of amounts when it comes to what people will donate.
Oh, right? We have. You're talking from a dollar to 10,000, you know.
No kidding.
We've had organizations that donate it, small businesses, you know, that could donate up a couple thousand dollars. It does help out every year.
And I know we don't want to leave anyone out, but is there really a significant partner or two, whether it's a business or a group that you'd like to give some credit to?
I mean, our big partner throughout the season is Pepsi. You know, we just did a commercial with them a few weeks back, but they've donated, you know, over 26 grand this past year.
Wow.
This year, they're trying to match that or even go over it. They're one of our biggest one. Chevy actually donates a truck to us every year for us to use during the whole season. So this whole campaign, we have an actually Chevy truck that we drive around, sponsored by them, and Toys for Tots that helps us pick up the boxes, deliver boxes, toys, everything. So it definitely, Chevy, Fox News, you know, putting out all the information out there for us. But definitely Pepsi is one of the biggest contributors to our campaign.
That's good to hear. Now let's zero in again for those listening to either a WAXI or WAMB on Saturday morning as you're hearing this production, which was recorded on the day previously, Friday, at the DLC Media Radio Center in downtown Brazil, 111 West National. It's right across the road from the old MAB store or near a Lens Pharmacy or next door to First Bank and Trust. We're going to be here from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday. The Marines will be in front of the radio station. I think the weather is going to cooperate tomorrow, I believe, but I've seen them in really cold temperatures out there in their uniforms, and we're pulling over people, and Barry Kent will do a live remote broadcast, and people can just pull up, hand off the toy to the Marines or hand off cash or whatever. Can you take credit card donations tomorrow during an event like that, by the way?
We cannot.
You'd prefer to make them go to the website, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else they should know about the toy drive on Saturday in Brazil?
No. I mean, last thing I would say, if they do want to make a donation, there is a QR code. They can actually just scan a QR code. It's on every box, every poster out there, and it just takes them directly to the site where you donate.
Okay, and then for those that may be hearing this program on Sunday and you've already missed the Brazil Toy Drive, are there some others coming up that you'd like to mention or promote that would be in the area, I guess, after Saturday's big event in Brazil here at the Radio Center?
I believe I don't think we have any other events coming up. Do you have anything, Sarah?
So just basically drop it off at the boxes that you might still see. Okay. And then, of course, the cash or credit card donations.
Yes.
Okay. Have we left out anything, Sarah, that you want to say as the Clay County coordinator?
I think we covered it all. I just want to make sure everybody knows that this is an amazing organization.
Yeah.
It helps so many kids. I mean, as we talked about, the need for toys is so great this year. And it's for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
But when you donate to Toys for Tots, you know where that toy's going.
Yeah.
You know what's going to a child.
And these really do stay local, right? I mean,
yes, they do.
Okay. And by the way, I noticed on the national website for the 75th anniversary, I noticed this, over 97% of your donation goes to our mission of providing toys, books, and other gifts to less fortunate children. The just over 3% on support principally covers fundraising expenses, and not $1 that's donated goes to pay for salaries or any other manpower costs. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
So it's pretty efficient fundraising.
It's all built on one goal, you know. Giving the toys out to children.
Because there's some of these national groups, when you dig down deep, and half the money goes to salaries, and I'm like, that's not real cool. So this is definitely not one of those, right?
No, definitely not. I mean, it's you know, when people donate monetary cash or whatever, that cash is put right back into it. It's not something that we take and split however we want. It's all for the toys.
Tell me a story that just really touched you when you distributed the toys to a parent and you just know it made a real impact in their Christmas. Can you maybe recap one that really stands out? And feel free, or either one of you, to tell a quick story, because There's probably a lot of them in
there. I do. I do. This one got me last year.
Okay.
So we had a family that had signed up, but they had lost everything in a house fire.
Oh, no. Okay.
And it was devastating because everybody heard about it. So they came. They had like their littlest one. And you could tell it was very emotional for the parents, but they were so thankful. And they got out. I know we weren't supposed to because it was still COVID season, but
right.
They were given hugs. They were crying. We were crying. And it was just the sweetest thing. And knowing that all these donations are going to people who need them. And the families really are thankful. You never know the situation that people are in.
Yeah. And that's about as bad as it gets. If your home is destroyed in a fire, wow. And we had a horrible tragedy recently where two young children perished in a fire like that. So that's a life-changing event. And yeah, this is kind of a bright spot for people who have gone through a horrible tragedy. So, Richard, how about you?
There's so many. I mean, I had one family come in, you know, it's down and out, you know, unfortunately father lost his job. Felt kind of embarrassed to ask for toys. And I think that's one thing we encourage people, like, there's no embarrassment, you know, there's no shame in providing for your children, especially if you can't do it. You know, that's what the organization is built on. So I think having him come in and personally ask last minute, like, hey, I lost my job. I didn't get to sign up. Is there a way I can get toys? You know, my kids won't have Christmas. And, you know, we helped him out. You know, we're not going to send someone away, just because they lose a job or something like that, or they did not register in time. We're going to try still helping out families.
Okay. Well, gang, we sure appreciate all your hard work on this event. Gunnery Sergeant Richard Hernandez out of the Terre Haute Marines, and Sarah Skelton, the Clay County Coordinator, who works at Great Dane. And, of course, they're a great community partner. And we thank you both for coming on short notice to talk about this. Again, a quick recap. Toys for Tots winding down for 2022. If you're listening to this program on Saturday, then there will be a fun drive in front of the Radio Center in Brazil at 111 West National from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can tune in any of the radio stations for an update from Barry Kent. Pull up and drop off your toy, or bring us some cash or checks. That would be super. If you're hearing this after Saturday, again, the best way to contact you guys would be what? Go to the website again, or is there even a Facebook site, or what do you got?
Yes, we got both. There's a Facebook, but definitely go to the website. My contact information is on there. Sarah's on there. We got Sergeant Ramirez is also one of the coordinators. He's on there. So there's definitely a way to get hold of somebody, but definitely Terre Haute Toys for Tots website and all the information's on there.
Okay. Anything else you want to share, Sarah, before we wind this up?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your work on this event. And Richard, thank you for your service being in the Marines. That's we need a few good men, and you're obviously one of them. So we appreciate that very much.
Thank you for the support.
Hey, thank you, and have a Merry Christmas. And we hope people will dig into their pockets and help donate, because the need is greater this year than last, and your donations will definitely make a difference. This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is aired Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9, and 99.5, Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 WVIG, and 7 a.m. on Sundays on 92.7 WFMB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for listening, and thanks for helping Toys for Tots.